thoroughly deserved 2-0 win.
No, I certainly was. I feel last week we probably did get what we deserved in terms of our performance, but today we definitely grinded it out and we woke it down. And we was a bit sloppy with our chances first half, and it makes it a bit more nervy than perhaps it should have been today. But all in all, the last six performances have been of a real high level, and hard praise that the players have offered up.
What was the message at half-time? Because they weren't clinical enough. Second half, different thing completely.
Well, yeah, I had to be a bit honest. Critical of the front three. I thought there's more to come from them, and I thought they was a little bit off it, and maybe the occasion and the size of the crowds and the magnitude of the game was getting to one or two. So we had to be honest and tell them that, and they responded brilliantly. They're good players. They're a good group. We've got them there at the moment, and they're consistent with their work, and I thought that was definitely what's it all.
And two really good quality goals.
Yeah, great goals. We've been working on getting the ball into that little pocket and that run, and Billy's shown again just what quality's got. And then Dippo, I was really critical with Dippo at half time and said, put a lot of pressure on him to say that he can be our match winner. And when he produces moments like that, he's done one at Bromley as well to secure the win there, and we produced another bit of magic again today.
And you were watching the game from a different vantage point. What was that all about?
My suspension's kicked in. Was sent off when I was at Worthing, and now I've had three bookings, so I missed the last two games after sitting in the stand. But something I'd done back in the Worthing days was watch the first half from the stand and think a good advantage point, and really see the tactics and the shape of the opposition and our shape and what's working, what's not working. And it wouldn't be something that I'd be averse to doing again, really.
Will that happen again at Solihull next week?
Yeah, I've got to be in the stands again next week. So I serve my two games. For some reason, the EFA waited for the last two games. Maybe the biggest game of my managerial career to suspend me. But, it's 3 months in the making that's been. So I've just got to take my punishment, take it on the chin. And, be up in the stands again next week.
And was it a different experience for you? Because it was a great atmosphere around you, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it certainly was. Yeah, I thought the whole stadium fans were superb. Got a real taste in the last three home games of what we can generate here and, the positivity that's been generated. So you want to keep on building on that and want it to be the norm. We want to, get the fans that have maybe been away and not been coming for whatever reason, going off to other games and stuff, on the local supporters to come back and get behind us, and I've certainly felt that in the last few weeks.
And with regards to obviously the momentum going into Solihull, you just keep that going, don't you, regardless of what happens with Boreham Wood?
Definitely. Six games now since Altrincham, and got to say I thought there's four wins and a draw and one defeat, and the performances in those six games have been tremendous, of a real high level. So that's the message to the players now, to stay on that consistency and keep producing that. We've seen it time and time again, so they've got to keep on doing it, and we've got to produce it again next week.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.